This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. This program is your connection to local music, and we are connecting with, as we've done a few times before, the Piper's Hut Concert Series in Champaign and Urbana, specifically Urbana. Tomorrow, there's a concert by the Irish band, the Fuchsia Band, and they are indeed four Irish lads, as they say. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana. And my guest for the early portion of the show is their lead singer, Martin de Cogan. And we'll hear from him in just a little bit and from the Fuchsia Band on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Heard a rondo for piano four hands by the Irish composer John Field. He was born in 1782. He spent a good chunk of his professional life working in Russia, which is why these two Russian pianists got together and played music by John Field, and on this disc also a number of other European transplants or from elsewhere in Europe. Alexander Bakhchiev and Yelena Sorokina were the performers of John Field's music here on FM 90.9. It's Live and Local, and I played some Irish classical music in advance of some traditional Irish music, and a conversation with Martin de Cogan, who is a singer, Balron player, and storyteller with the Fuchsia Band, who are going to be playing in Urbana tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, part of the Piper's Hut concert series. The Fuchsia Band is a group of performers, singers, storytellers, multiple instruments. There are four musicians involved. They've been together since 2004, and the Champaign-Urbana area is fortunate to be getting them for the second time. We'll actually hear a little bit more about that later in this conversation that I had with Martin de Cogan yesterday by telephone, and I started by asking him simply, where did the name the Fuchsia Band come from?
The name the Fuchsia Band came from, I suppose, a chance meeting that happened down in Australia. Myself and another traveller, Owen Verling, who's in the band with us, met in what's called the Trinity Bar in Sydney, Australia, through the Fuchsia brand, which is the symbol of quality in West Cork. Owen's father, John, was president of the Fuchsia brand at the time. My father, Barry, is the president now. So the two of them met at a meeting at the Fuchsia Brand. And then when we were coming to a name, we sat around in Crowdenmore Gardens, and it kind of struck us, why not the Fuchsia Band? The fuchsia is, of course, a plant native to the Americas, brought over by the conquistadors to Europe, and then brought to Ireland by the English for their big houses. And it jumped over the back wall of their beautified gardens and took over the whole country. And it spread throughout every bush and grassy knoll of West Cork.
This sounds like almost a tall tale. Is that true?
No, that's the truth, yeah. That's no word of a lie on that one.
Because you are known as something of a storyteller, which I will ask you about in a little bit. You know, I didn't even know that about the plant. I only know fuchsia as a color.
That's right. The fuchsia plant, there's many variations. In fact, there's one flying outside my door right now, which is a double fuchsia, and it's kind of more pink than the normal red that we have in West Cork.
And is there any reflection of the name in the music you do?
I suppose the fuchsia as a plant is kind of wild, and it has no constraints. You know, it doesn't heed to any person or creed, and it just flows along the hedge groves and finds any place that it finds easy to nestle into, and takes its root. And I suppose that's our kind of way of doing things as well. We don't conform to anybody, and we just play the music we like, and we're a bit wild at times too.
Well, I liked. I have these couple of CDs that Dean Karras, who organizes the Piper's Hut concert series on which you're going to be playing on Wednesday, had of yours, and I really have enjoyed the difference about them. Difference from some, certainly from the other Irish groups we've had on this show so far. Of course, one of the big differences about yours is that you're actually Irish. A lot of the Irish bands we've had on the show have been Americans doing the thing. But I like the way you describe yourselves in your website here. It says the Fuchsia Band are a group of four lads from Cork, Ireland who play, dance, sing, and generally have a good time, like it, parentheses, used to be, unparentheses, is in Ireland. What does that mean?
I suppose Ireland over the last 20 years, and I suppose there's been more change, you know, in Ireland in the last 50 years than there has been in the last 500 years. And Ireland became very affluent there for a very short time during the economic boom throughout the world, and like no other country, or like every other country, I suppose, it took in all the cool things that were around, and a lot of people like all kind of modern popular music, and we're destined, and it's our way to bring back the old way of playing music, the old way of listening to music, and the old style of music, story, and dancing to the people of the world.
Well, the story part particularly interested me. How did you get into storytelling?
Well, my father would be a noted storyteller, and his father and his uncle were great storytellers, and his uncle passed on a lot of stories. Eamon DeBarra passed on a lot of stories to my father, Barry, and Dad passed them on to me. And I suppose the love of storytelling and kind of encouraged me ever at house parties. We'd have many parties at home as I was growing up, and it was always a thing that you had to have your party piece. And my party piece before I learned that I could sing was that I tell stories. And it was always, okay, Martin, tell us the story. And then when I got a bit older, I went in for a few competitions, I suppose, and won a couple of All-Ireland titles. And then when I got into the band and when I got into a number of bands, storytelling was always asked for in the quiet spots and sometimes in the loud spots, which is very difficult to do, you know. I took it on the best I could.
Well, that's what microphones are for, right?
That's right, of course.
Yeah, so stories, these are stories that are passed down over time or that you make up or some combination of both?
Like some of the stories, like one of the stories on the Grádha Rev album, is a story that's over 2,000 years old, passed down from ear to mouth and from mouth to ear, and for generations, you know. I suppose we're the first generations that actually start writing things down in full. There was a couple of writers in the 12th century and the 16th century, all right, that noted things down in the annals of time, but most of the stories are kind of passed on, traditional stories. The one on Grádha Rev is about the famous hero Cú Chulainn and how he got his name during the boyhood deed saga. But a lot of the stories then would be kind of urban legends and things that I would have heard and kind of put my own slant on or something I would have seen and made a story out of myself, you know?
So when you do when you go to a competition, how does that work? I've never seen a story competition.
It would be like any other kind of talent competition, you know. Each would tell their own story, and then it's up to the adjudicator, or the judge, to pick who was the best in his style, in his story, in his way of telling, and in performance, you know.
Sometimes, say in a piano competition, there will be an expectation you'll play what you want, and then there are a certain number of pieces that you're supposed to play. Is there anything like that where there is a particular exercise?
It's very objective, like, you know. It's not poetry, like, you know, and it's not prose. It's something that's living, and it's something that's forever growing, and it's never the same twice, you know. I mean, you can write down a story and you can try and tell it, but it is a very different organic thing to prose and to poetry, which are very which can be noted down and made very I suppose concrete in particular. No, telling stories, you can have a very certain way of telling it, but no story is told the same twice.
And of course, songs are often stories. The one that you mentioned, the story on this album, the right before that is a song that I thought we might play on your suggestion, Colcannon.
That's right.
Why don't you just tell us a bit about that?
That's a lovely story of our favorite topic, food. We love food, and the best part of food, of course, is the potato. And this is a thing called Colcannon. Not native to West Cork, of course. We wouldn't have really grown up with Colcannon, nor my mother or father. But Colcannon would have been kind of more of a Midlands and an East Coast thing. But it was sung by the Blacks, Mary Black and Francis and Michael and Shea. And we got it off them through time, and we kind of loved the sense of it and the sound of it, and we decided to put it down. Colcannon, a mixture of all things nice in Irish food repertoire.
So here's the Fuchsia Band playing Colcannon. We're talking with Martine de Cogan. They're going to be playing in Urbana on Wednesday evening, part of the Piper's Hut Concert Series. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Did you ever eat Colcannon made from lovely pickled cream, with the greens and scallions mingled like a picture in a dream? Did you ever make a hole on top to hold the melting flake of the creamy flavoured butter that your mother used to make?
So that was a tune called Colcannon, performed by the Fuchsia Band here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My guest is Martine de Cogan, who is the, I guess you would be the lead singer in common speech about these things, but you also play quite a bit else.
That's right. I play the boron, and I do a bit of dancing, and I do a bit of storytelling. And alongside me then, we have Michael Heffernan, who plays guitar, flute and whistles, and on the very odd occasion he plays a bit of piano. And to the other side of me will be Owen Verling, who plays the accordion that he calls the box, and he plays guitar as well, and he's a great singer. And next to him we have Brian McGilligutty, who plays the banjo, mandolin, whistles, and sings on the odd occasion.
You know, I was just looking at the back of the CD called, and I have the wrong side up here. Tell me again the name of the red one.
The red one is called Grá Dá Riamh.
Which means what?
Which means a love that was.
And I have on my press release, Brian McGillicuddy spelled out the way we would in English, but now I'm looking at the back and I'm seeing how it was really originally, is really spelled, and I could never, ever have pronounced it from there. Certainly not that way.
Brian McGillicuddy.
Yeah. Good for you, but you're good at that.
Yeah, there you are. There you are, indeed.
So when you do a typical show, all of these things get mixed in, the dancing, the music, the storytelling. Yes,
that's right. It is quite like Colcannon, I suppose. You throw in a bit of spuds and a bit of butter and a bit of cabbage, like, you know, and you get a lovely flavour. We do depending on the venue, of course, and depending on the night and the audience. We try and fit in as much as we can to whatever's suitable, you know. And every night is different. It's too easy to do the same show over and over again. So we try and mix it up just for our own sake, as much as for the audience, and we try and make it as entertaining as we can. keeping it upbeat, and then stealing hearts away by doing a slow mournful number, you know.
In a small space such as you'll have at the Heartland Gallery here in Urbana, what's the dancing likely to consist of? Pretty small.
It might strike the floors, or it might not. There mightn't be any dancing at all. I haven't seen the venue. I hear it's beautiful. I hear it's gorgeous. The last time we were here, 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? Was it last year or two? I think it was 2 years ago. We did a concert in Dean's house himself, which is a beautiful place. And I don't think we brought out any dancing that time either. But if it allows, sometimes we could get the whole audience dancing. Oftentimes it's just me dancing, but anything could happen. We never plan things too far in advance. We never plan anything too far in advance. It could get all lost in between this and then.
Well, and it's a lovely gallery, so if there's dancing, folks will have to just not knock all the stuff over, or you'll have to buy it, as they say.
That's it. Well, more than likely, it might be just me dancing.
You're on this tour that you told me before we actually started talking, for the sake of recording, that you're going to be through, was it 10 states in America?
That's right. We were already in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we're going to Fairfield, Iowa, of course, Urbana, Illinois, Jackson, Mississippi, Monroe, and New Orleans, Louisiana, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, Jefferson City, and Kansas City, Missouri, and Fort Collins, Colorado.
That's impressive that you can actually rattle all those things off, unless you're reading it to me.
You have to know these things in your mind if you're going to keep it together.
Yeah. So where are you right now? Where am I talking to you?
I've moved to Rochester, Minnesota. So we've had a day off, myself and the lads, and we're just about ready to hit the road again for Fairfield, Iowa, and we're just taking our last moments of rest before the onslaught of 4,000 miles on the road.
So
in 3 weeks.
So are you based in the States now then?
That's right. I married a beautiful girl from Los Angeles, Mitra, and we've moved to Minnesota, don't you know?
Yeah, and the rest of the band is based here also, or not?
No, they're all based in Cork, and I was in Cork actually last week doing the last bit of recording of our album, which is just about ready to come out, and when it does, we'll tell you at www.thefuchsiaband.com. And we all flew in Friday night under duress and drove up to Oshkosh, Wisconsin Saturday and performed a breathtaking show, they said, for an hour and a half. And we were exhausted after it. Fell down in a cake completely. So we've had a day or two off here, which is well needed to recover from the jet lag.
Well, and if you're exhausted, that probably means it was a great show. How did you end up choosing Urbana? I mean, you could have gone to Chicago or any of a number of other places, particularly since you've already been here. Why Urbana?
Yeah, well, I could have, and you know, there was an option of Chicago, right? But and we'd only one day to fill in Illinois. But Dean is such a lovely character, and the people we met at the concert we were there 2 years ago, we just said we'd like to go back to a place that we know that there is a very big fighter or a very big welcome, and we said we'd go down to Dean. Dean brings a lot of great bands through, and we're hoping that we'll see a lot of friends down there and make a lot of new friends and see a very large crowd in front of us while we do our very best to paint the town red in Urbana Wednesday night.
Let's do another tune of yours before we let you go. This is from, I gather this was your first album, simply called The Fuchsia Band?
That's right. We brought that out in 2005, The Fuchsia Band, the Brown Album, and I suppose, Joe, what would be a good track would be 10 Minutes Too Late, which I suppose appeals to a lot of Irish people and what we are at the moment. Owen is telling me that it is nearly time to hit the road again, and this would tell you why the Fuchsia Band are always there, exactly, almost on time.
Almost on time. Well, we will leave it at that. We'll go out with that with a tune called 10 Minutes Too Late, which is a lot of singing. A lot of the bands that I have heard, you know, are just around here anyway, are purely instrumental. So I was really glad to hear the singing, and you're the lead vocalist and also a storyteller, so it'll all be mixed in when you guys are here in Urbana. I appreciate your taking the time, and have a great trip.
Thanks very much, and we'll see all of a sudden.
Oh, there's some fidgety folk that all of us know have a habit of being out too soon for that 2 o'clock dinner, that 4 o'clock tea. Won't they always turn up about noon? Such a whimsical fancy I ne'er call my own, as a curse has decided my fate. For it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late. As my fitful career it approached its end, and I lie in a critical state, no matter what physics the doctor may send, won't he send them 10 minutes too late? Punctuality's all very proper, I know, all the hurry and worry I hate, for it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late.
Couple of performances by the Fuchsia Band from their self-titled first album. We heard first 10 Minutes Too Late, and then a series of reels, Down the Broom, Captain Kelly, and O'Rourke's. And the Fuchsia Band will be at the Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, part of the Piper's Hut concert series. And if you'd like more information on that and to get tickets, it's pipers-hut.com. Pipers-hut.com. You don't need an apostrophe in Pipers. And on tomorrow's show, this is Live and Local, by the way, on FM 90.9. On tomorrow's show, we'll have harp professor Ann Young from the University of Illinois bringing along one of her proteges to talk about the harp camp that is going on this week at the University of Illinois. I think it's this week. We'll find out more about that tomorrow. And I think we'll also have an appearance by a young high school performer named Ashley Mondisa, who won a particular drama contest from the NAACP, which we will find out about also on the show tomorrow, and her impersonation of sorts of Billie Holiday. That's tomorrow's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WYLL. It's 12:35, 78 degrees. Here are a few items on our living music calendar. Tomorrow night, a country band called the Pearl Handle Band is playing at Heritage Park in Champaign. That's at 6:30 tomorrow. And, of course, we've mentioned the Fuchsia Band tomorrow night at 8 downtown Urbana. Then Thursday, a program called Passion to Dance with a couple of tango dancers well-known in the Champaign-Urbana community. That's a free program, part of the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute at Carl Clinic on University Avenue in Urbana. That's at noon tomorrow. On Friday, things pick up. Lots of things going on. Grassroots Revival is at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo State Park, at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. That's at 5:30 on Friday. Singer-songwriter Denise LaGrassa is at the First Friday event in downtown Bloomington. That's at 5:30 on Friday. Annie Get Your Gun audition, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. Those start on Friday evening. from 6 to 9 at the Busey Center in downtown Urbana, and they continue on Saturday. Hours on Saturday are from 10 to 6. Strawberry Jam is an event of strawberries and bluegrass in downtown Arthur. That's Friday, all day long from 9 to 6, and also on Saturday from 9 to 6. And finally, the Carl Foundation Auxiliary Benefit Concert with Dina Vermette and the Woody Woodward Quartet is Friday night at 7:30. That's at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. Those are some of the things going on in our community. Let us know about your event or your group by writing to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And I thought we'd finish out the show with music by an Irish classical composer, Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. He was born in 1852. And this is his Irish Rhapsody No. 4, called The Fisherman of Loch Na and What He Saw. There is a preface to the score, which goes like this. "Land of song," said the warrior bard, "though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful harp shall praise thee." Loch Na is at Ulster, Ireland, and Stanford weaves a number of traditional tunes into this piece. If you know traditional Irish music, you might recognize "I Will Raise My Sail Black Mistfully in the Morning," which is a fisherman's song. And then "The Death of General Wolfe" shows up also, along with an Ulster marching tune. Here's "The Fisherman of Loch Na and What He Saw," the Irish Rhapsody No. 4 by Charles Villiers Stanford, played by the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was the Irish Rhapsody No. 4, called "The Fisherman of Loch Na and What He Saw," performance by the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley, by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Stanford, an Irish composer born in the mid-19th century. And at the end of his score of that piece, he inscribed a quotation from Tennyson's "The Princess." "Dark and true and tender is the north," he wrote. And we'll have one more Irish piece in this all-Irish program, since we interviewed earlier Martin de Colgan, who is a lead singer and storyteller with the Fuchsia Band, performing at the Heartland Gallery downtown Urbana tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, part of the Piper's Hut concert series. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.
This is WILL radio station manager Jay Pierce. If you haven't renewed your membership this year, please join us June 11th for One Day Thursday. Call, renew your membership, or make a first-time gift. Your support means more of the music and performances you want to hear on FM 90.9. Thanks.
On the show tomorrow, we'll have harpist Chen-Yu Huang and her teacher, harpist from the University of Illinois, Ann Young. They are having a harp camp at the university. We'll hear a little bit about that. And also, I hope we will have a high school student who is headed to New York for continuing competition in a drama competition for the NAACP. That's on tomorrow's Live and Local on FM 90.9. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for portions of central and southern Illinois and surrounding states effective This afternoon and evening until 8 o'clock, hail to 1.5 inches in diameter, thunderstorm wind gusts to 70 miles per hour, and dangerous lightning are possible in these areas in the immediate FM 90.9 severe weather coverage area. The severe thunderstorm watch includes the following counties in Illinois: Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means conditions are favorable for thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. Again, a severe thunderstorm watch until 8 this evening for Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties. Otherwise, we expect hazy sunshine early today, then becoming mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, the high around 80. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms, the low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy and much cooler with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, the high 63. We are at 80 degrees, a little bit after 1 o'clock. News headlines are next. Then Julie Amacher has more music for you at 106. This is WYLL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. We are the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.